Hi, I'm Tim Robertson. I'm chief executive of the Kersler Trust, a national charity for arts in prisons. So you asked where I'm here from. I'm here from Wormwood Scrubs. Okay. They've let me out for the day.
I'll keep my distance. So what were you hoping primarily to gain from today?
I guess it's just always good to think about that relationship between arts organisations like us and businesses, and what ideas we have for how we work alongside businesses and get money from them from our work. And at the Kersler Trust, we've doubled in size in the last 3 years, mainly through business sponsorship and partnerships, and I want to make sure that carries on and grows in the coming years.
Fantastic. Is this something you're new to, or are you coming as somebody with some experience?
I did an arts and business one-day training on how to do a pitch to corporate sponsors in 2007, I think, when I first arrived in this job. I'd never done anything before. The first pitch I did, I got 50,000 about a month later, and I've brought in, I don't know, about
half a million
since then. So I really believe in what arts and business does. It's great. It's done great for me. So I want to make sure I top that up and keep ahead of the game, I guess.
Fantastic. Is there anything that's particularly excited you about the programme today or found particularly interesting?
I thought the two people who pitched and did pitches in front of the whole audience were just incredibly, incredibly brave. And just interesting to hear. Well, it's a mix of things you get from business sponsors, you know, from potential business partners, because some of them really want to make sure they get absolutely business, financial, customer, marketing, branding, you know, benefits from it. But for many of them, which has actually been my experience on the whole, they want to do this because they believe as much as we do in what we're doing. So for us, we're trying to work with prisoners and get them better lives and make, you know, bring down the number of victims of crime in society. They share those goals and aspirations and values, and you know, they want to be part of that. And I think, you know, for us at the Kersler Trust, you know, prisoners are not the most popular group in society. A business to work with us has got to be quite brave to take us on. And on the whole, I think business people are more brave than we give them credit for. And, you know, it's good to see on the whole, the business people are speaking here today, that's what they seem to be saying too, so.
Yeah, thank you very much. So you're basically backing up the idea that the employee relationship perhaps is the most important.
Well, I think the main way I've learned that you make partnerships with businesses or with any other funders or partner organisations is by the personal connection. And sometimes that it will be a member of staff right on the front line or shop front of an organisation. Sometimes it'll be right at the kind of chief exec board level. But wherever it is, it's that personal connection that is what matters and what you have to build on. And that's just got reinforced for me today. And actually, I think the thing I've thought I most need to go away and work on and think more about is the digital media side of it. It was really good to hear those ideas and the 10 points that came up from the Arts and Business research. Although, do you know, my top tip for fundraising is postcards, handwritten postcards. The more digital we get, actually, the more, if somebody gets something arrives on their desk that is handwritten, they'll read it because it's different. And so, you know, I have a postcard every year with a lovely piece of art on it by a prisoner. And I write every year to my business sponsors, thank yous. I write them little notes, I let them know comments, I ask them questions, send it on postcards. It works better than email.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you very much.
Is that all right? You're really welcome.